All right, our next case is 2015-1737, Gary Bibler et al. Versus Jill D. Stevenson et al. All right, who do we have for the appellant?
William Clark.
Okay, you haven't checked in, have you? Did you check in with the, I don't have you
Sorry,
present here, but apparently you're present.
I did, yes.
Come on up. Begin.
Thank you. Chief Justice and Justices, may it please the court. Stop signs are probably, in fact, they are, for many of us who travel by car, the most important sign in our life. They are the sign that saves our lives. They are the sign that probably have saved our lives unbeknownst to us many, many times as we travel on the highways in this state. That's why we're here, is because of the importance of stop signs. Not just for Gary Bibler, but for everybody who rides in a car in the state of Ohio. We're here because courts of appeals, the 10th, the 1st, in reviewing the amendments to Section 2744.02B3, and to some extent this court, looked at those amendments and determined that the purpose of the amendments was to limit liability. And I believe that this court and those courts have been absolutely correct that the purpose of parts of those amendments was to limit liability. When we look at the Howard case, the purpose of getting rid of that phrase, nuisance, I believe was the purpose of that was to limit, at least limit the number of types of cases that could be claimed to be a nuisance. So the purpose was to limit liability. However, we added a definition of public roadways, and we added into that definition of public roadways, we made signs part of the roadway. The legislature made signs part of the roadway. And because they made signs part of the roadway, stop signs become part of the roadway. Now, where we run into trouble and why we're here is because we have courts of appeals decisions that take the word mandated out of the definition of 2744.01H, mandated in the, I'll call it the traffic control manual for brevity, and they use the lawyerly definition of mandated when reviewing the engineering manual, the traffic control manual. When we look at the entire scheme that the legislature has created to guide, warn, and warn the public, we find that 4511.09 mandates the creation of the manual, 4511.11 requires the political subdivisions to use the manual to guide and warn the traveling public and to regulate traffic.
Counsel, are you saying that that stop sign was mandated under the manual? Mandated under the manual, it says in the manual that a stop sign is necessary upon a street entering a through highway.
Yes, I'm going to say that the manual, and I think If we look at the manual, and the 2009 manual is the one we're really talking about, the 2005 manual as amended in 2009. However, it says exactly the same thing in the 2012 manual. And it says that when it is determined that a full stop is necessary, a stop sign shall be used. Well, 451165 says a full stop is necessary because Sandusky Street in Findlay is State Route 568. Wilson Street is a city street. 451165 says there will be a stop sign, yield sign, or other traffic control device controlling traffic going from Wilson Street on
to State
Route.
It could be a stop sign, a yield sign, or some other traffic device.
Or other traffic control device.
So that doesn't sound like a stop sign is mandated.
Well, and therein lies the problem. We are looking at an engineering manual and forgetting that engineers don't know how to write exceptions. So they create an exception at the beginning, but then make it mandated that if a full stop is necessary, a stop sign shall be used. So the mandate is there. But I believe the mandate starts way before that. The mandate that the legislature had to be considering was the fact that the legislature directed that the manual be created to create a system to guide and warn and regulate traffic. And the manual creates, and I put a copy of all of the signs in our brief, the manual created this set of signs, traffic control devices, and very clearly sets out, as does the statute, that nobody will use anything other than these signs.
Council,
that's the mandate.
Counsel, you're representing a client who was injured in a collision, is that correct?
That's correct, Your
and
Honor.
And the other driver, the idea is that the other driver didn't see the stop sign, is that right? Because it wasn't maintained properly?
That is correct.
And the court gave the city immunity. It's a summary judgment that was granted, right?
That's correct.
So you're asking that this case be reversed so you can go to trial?
That is correct,
okay.
Your Honor. But the summary judgment was granted based upon the Walters versus City of Columbus case, which basically says we're going to use the legal term of mandated, and we're going to consider it only that because it doesn't say specifically in the traffic control manual that it is mandated there shall be a stop sign at every through street, then it's not mandated.
So the problem for you isn't that it was obstructed by a tree branch and the driver couldn't see it. It is the legal problem is that the court below said you don't even have to have a stop sign. Is that what you're saying?
That is precisely what the courts below have said. By considering that
so
word mandated,
if you don't have to have a stop sign, the fact that you've got one and a tree branch obstructs it, you're off the hook.
The city is off the hook because And Justice Pyre, I think you'll recognize this perhaps better than many of us, but if you look at a rural county and you take a set of township trustees and you tell them now stop signs are not mandated, you are not liable for not maintaining a stop sign or even putting one up, then they'll never have to mow around a stop sign again. There just won't be any.
Well, maybe our townships are more sophisticated than the city of Findlay.
Well, the problem is—
Don't demean the townships here. The question is, the stop sign's there.
The stop sign was there.
And there's no dispute that it was obstructed, and it was the city's job to see to it that it's not obstructed?
That's correct. That's all
conceded. So they don't deny it was their job to cut the limb and that they didn't see that that was needed and didn't do that. But what they deny is it doesn't make any difference because there didn't have to be a stop sign there.
They deny that it didn't make any difference because the stop sign was not, quote, mandated by the Uniform Traffic Control Manual.
Well, do we have intersections anywhere where there's no traffic control device? That there's no sign, there's nothing? Just two roads intersect. I forget it. It's a state highway. I didn't think we had that anywhere, except driveways.
I have never seen one, but according to the Court of Appeals in the Darby case, they reviewed the manual very carefully and found that nowhere in the manual are stop signs mandated. That's the problem, is it?
Stop signs are not mandated specifically, but a traffic control device is mandated, and it could be a yield or some other traffic sign, right?
And I think that's the dissent in the third district was that, wait a minute, 45-11-65 says when a city street intersects with a state highway, there will be a stop sign, yield sign, or other traffic control device. Now, the appellee will argue that that is not a mandate, that because the...
It's not a mandate for a stop sign. It's a mandate for some kind of traffic control device.
Well, that's precisely. But it doesn't meet the definition of mandate when considered in 274401H to make it part of the public road, that the legislature is not making that traffic control device part of the public road in that section, because they later said in 274401H that it has to be mandated in the manual. I think the problem is the interpretation that has been given to that definition section is not correct. We have been interpreting it as if it were a section to provide immunity as opposed to a section to provide for the public safety. And if you look at it that it's for the public safety, it obviously has to be construed in the manner that will provide for
so
the public
you're
safety.
Talking about a duty rather than an immunity.
In that case, I believe the legislature was in fact saying we need to be able to force political subdivisions to do what we said in 45-1109 through 45-1178, and that is guide and warn and regulate traffic, and this is our way of forcing them to do it. We'll make them liable if they don't.
So we agree with you. What exactly do you want us to write in a case like this? That the traffic is to be controlled by a stop sign in these instances? Is that what you want us to write?
No, Your Honor. I believe what I want you to write is very, very specifically in proposition of law number one. Proposition of law number one basically is that...
That's a definition of the word mandated in 274401H. You want us to define it?
I want the court to adopt the proposition of law that says when it says mandated, it means the signs mandated by the manual. These are the signs you will use in the state of Ohio to guide, warn, and regulate traffic. That once those signs are used, they are part of the highway. That is the purpose or the request for the proposition of law.
So is the issue whether or not the stop sign is part of the highway or whether the stop sign as opposed to a yield sign has been used?
The issue is whether or not the traffic control device, whatever is chosen, is part of the highway.
In this instance, if the stop sign was chosen by the city, your view is that's part of the highway. And had they chosen a yield sign, that would be part of the highway. But in either event, something is mandated, and it's up to the city to elect which device they want to use to control traffic. Is that it?
I believe that is absolutely what currently exists, is it's up to the city to choose from a variety of mandated signs that can be used to control traffic.
Your problem is the interpretation exercised by the appellate court is because stop signs aren't the exclusive sign for posting, they're not mandated because there's some other opportunity for the city to use something different. And you think that's an incorrect interpretation?
No, that is not the interpretation I thought the Court of Appeals gave. I thought the Court of Appeals interpretation simply was that because when you read this engineering manual, it doesn't say there shall be at through highways a stop sign.
Well, counsel, it's even a little.
They're saying the mandate was not located.
I want to hear the answer. Excuse me, Justice O'Neill. Go ahead.
They're saying that the location of stop signs is not mandated in the manual. Not that stop signs aren't the obvious adopted device to stop traffic, but that the location is not mandated in the manual. Therefore, it's not part of the highway.
Okay, thank you.
And but counsel, I think your problem is, as Justice O'Donnell was pointing out, the Court of Appeals found this stop sign in the manual to be in the category of should have a stop sign. Did they not? Isn't that what the Court of Appeals said? They said should, and across highway like this, and if the word should was used in the manual, it's not mandatory. If it's not mandatory, immunity applies, correct?
Your Honor, I would like to reserve the minute that I started to, but the fact of the matter is the manual does mandate a stop sign in this location. The manual, it starts out, and it's the way, it's an engineering document. It's not a statute, and it's being construed as a statute rather than an engineering document. If I might let the court consider this. Consider the legislators are sitting there deciding what we're going to adopt as a definition of public roadway. And we want something in there about traffic control devices. And so they decide, well, we're going to say that traffic control devices mandated by the Uniform Traffic Control Manual shall be part of the public roadway.
Counsel, I appreciate your concern for your time, but you haven't answered my question yet. I'm reading from the Court of Appeals opinion, and it says the use of the word should instead of the word shall indicates that stop signs like the one at issue here are not mandatory. I presume you want us to disagree with the Court of Appeals on that finding.
Yes, I want this court to disagree with the Court of Appeals and all the courts of appeals that have said that they're looking at the location of whether the location of a stop sign is mandated rather than the fact that stop signs are part of the mandated set of traffic control devices that are set forth in that manual.
Counsel, you've used your time.
I'm sorry. Thank you.
Mr. Allen?
Yes, thank you, Chief Justice. May it please the court. Justice Pfeiffer, you're correct. We are talking about a duty. We're not talking about immunity when we're referring to the whether or not a stop sign or a traffic control device is mandated. And just because a municipality or a government entity has a duty doesn't mean that that imposes civil liability on them. In fact, the law is immunity as we stand today.
So you agree that you have a duty to maintain traffic control devices at an intersection such as this?
I would say that.
And that you have even a duty not only to have them there, but to keep them in a condition where they're useful, that is, that one can see it. So you agree to the duty?
I don't think I necessarily disagree with that. I don't know if I 100% agree.
And the only reason I think that's really undisputed that you have that,
right.
that duty.
And the only reason I say that is because I can't think of every
what
position.
We're quarreling about is the legislature gave local governments and even the state, perhaps, we're not talking about state here, so we don't have to worry about that. Historically, state or local and county governments and townships have been responsible for keeping the roads in a safe condition, safe for travel, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, you can be held responsible. The local government can be. I think that's correct. And so the legislature came along and tried to define what's the area of exposure. And we just dealt with a case where big argument was, is the berm
right
in or out in terms of exposure for failing to maintain?
Right.
And did the legislature say you have to maintain the roadway, but that doesn't count the berm?
Right.
And so we're in the same kind of dispute here. You have a duty to have the stop sign, but did the legislature say if you don't maintain it, it's not in the roadway?
Right, and the General Assembly.
And since it's not in the roadway, you're immune.
That's correct.
That's what this all turns on. Is it or is it not definitionally part of the roadway?
That's correct. And in fact, I believe it was in your dissent, you said the roadway is from white line to white line, referring to the Lanziger case in Baker versus Wayne County. And in fact, that's really what the General Assembly is trying to limit the exposure to, obstructions left in the roadway, things of that nature.
So, counsel, the appellate court says that, I guess they conclude that this stop sign is not part of the public road, correct?
Yes.
So the city has the duty to maintain the public road. If they fail in that duty, they're not immune from the consequences. Here, because the stop sign is not part of the public road, and if it was obstructed, and I don't think there's any dispute there, they still retain their immunity, correct?
Correct.
And the reason it is not part of the public road is because it is not mandated through the Ohio Manual of Uniform Traffic Control Devices.
Correct.
Right. And that's simply where we are on this.
Simply, yes.
What is mandated by that code?
Actually, there's a few cases that went through that. There is, if you go through, I believe it's in Walters, actually goes through and talks about like railroad crossings and things of that nature.
Let me change the question. Let's maybe refocus this. 2744.01H, as Mr. Clark has argued, says public road does not include traffic devices unless they're mandated by the Ohio Uniform Code of Manual Traffic Control Devices.
Right.
So the whole question is whether or not the stop sign was mandated, and he says it was, and the Court of Appeals misinterpreted our definition of what's mandated because,
right,
among other things, there were other devices that could have been there instead of a stop sign.
Yeah, and it is so.
And so as you respond to the Chief Justice who crystallizes this,
right,
our issue is whether or not 2744 says that stop signs are mandated by that code. And what's your response to that?
I would say they're not.
Because?
Because the clear, unambiguous language of that manual uses the word should. It does not use the word mandate. And if you look to the introduction of that manual also, it lays out the definitions of shall, should, and defines which ones are discretionary and which ones are not.
It tells you when a stop sign should be used, and you're saying it doesn't say shall be used.
Right.
And that's the option then that the city has to use something else.
They don't have to put up a sign at all.
Well, that brings us back to the question of whether or not there are any intersections in Ohio where there are no control devices. It seems as though there's something posted at everyone.
If I may comment on that, online there's a digest of motor vehicle laws that's given to every citizen who's looking for a license. And on page 80 of that, there's a sample test. And question number 7 says, when two vehicles arrive at an intersection at the same time, which one has the right of way when no signs or signals indicate rules. And then it goes through the list, A through D. And the correct answer is the car approaching from the right has the right of way. If you're telling the citizens that there are intersections that are not signaled, then there's probably some that exist.
Well, are they? Are they really saying that? They're simply saying if you confront that situation, which could be because the snow plow knocked out the signs, the most common occasion is the electricity's off and you're in a city that has stoplights, and there's now no functioning stoplights, and they don't use stop signs, busy streets in a city. You're supposed to know as a driver that you yield to the one
right
on the right.
Mm-hmm.
But I think it's a pretty big leap to say that because that's on a driver's exam, that means there are actually intersections in this state that don't have traffic control devices.
And Justice, I am definitely not saying that there are, because, and quite frankly, I've not encountered every intersection in the state. I really don't know
that
firsthand.
Well, none of us have, but...
But with that being said, if I can...
But can't recall encountering one that didn't have.
Not off the top of my head.
Unless it's a driveway.
But with that being said, this does say that where no signs or signals indicate the rules. And the point that I was the reason I bring this up, though, is a driver does have a responsibility to understand what they're approaching. In this case, we had a driver coming out of a residential, street onto a larger street, and, the speed limit is 25 miles an hour. The cross street is 35 miles an hour. I think at the end of the day, the General Assembly recognized this and did not want to extend civil liability.
Was this a four-way stop or a two-way stop?
It was two-way.
All right. So one driver had the right of way and the other one didn't.
That's right. That's correct.
And because of the obstruction, we had the accident.
Well, that's their claim. I would say that, it was potentially negligence on the part of the defendant in this case. In fact, that's one of the things that does come up here is the plaintiff here did have recourse, and they have recourse against the other driver. So it's not like the General Assembly's pulling out.
Yeah, but that's not our issue. Recourse. Our issue is the immunity of the city vis-a-vis
sure.
the obligation or mandate to put up a stop sign.
The case of Franks versus Lopez, the case of Franks versus Lopez in 1994, where this court said, the former section required the city to maintain traffic devices free from nuisance. Mm-hmm. Is that case completely gone? I know the Court of Appeals suggested that only the 6th District is following that. Is that your understanding?
That would be my position, yes. The 2002 amendment.
So even if a stop sign is located at an intersection, if it's obstructed or it doesn't appear to be maintained, you're saying that currently the immunity law still protects the city?
Unless
liability.
Unless it's mandated by the manual. Now, one thing I do want to point out is the manual, there is a procedure for correcting and updating and amending the manual through the Department of Transportation. And it's been amended on several occasions, as counsel pointed out, 2005, 2009, 2012. And the language remains the same. The citizens of these townships and municipalities could simply contact the Department of Transportation and bring this up and change it.
Council.
And it has to relate to the manual alone. Under 4511.65, that statute requires stop signs to be located in certain areas.
It does.
Is that totally disconnected from the immunity statute?
Yes, and I think it does. If you refer to the immunity statute, section B5, in fact, it comes out and and says that it expressly, liability does not exist simply because it imposes a responsibility or mandatory duty, criminal penalty, or uses the word shall, which 4511.65 does.
Counsel, I'm urging you to think about the implication of what you want us to write, what we'd have to write for you to win this case. And that is to say, even though the city of Findlay acknowledges that they have a duty to maintain traffic control devices and to keep them unobstructed, if they fail in that duty and harm comes to someone traveling the streets, there is no responsibility that falls upon the city for failing to exercise care in exercising that duty, which then means to every township, to every county engineer, to every city traffic person, if our snowplow takes out the stop sign, wait till spring when the ground's not frozen any longer, and we'll get it up, because yeah, we should fix it, and yeah, it's dangerous as all get out, but nothing's going to happen to us if we don't. Isn't that a terribly risky thing for us to tell all of those folks?
I actually disagree. As harsh as that may sound, I think that's the intent of the General Assembly. That's the intent when they went through in 2002.
I sort of doubt it. We may sit here from time to time and look at legislation and go, what were they thinking? But I don't think we generally think that they mean to be harsh as you describe it. I've described, you say, well, yeah, the General Assembly meant to leave a very harsh rule in place. I doubt that they did.
I was simply describing the scenario. I apologize.
Yeah.
But, you know, coining the phrase slippery slope is, I think, where you end up going. And I don't think you make it down that slope. There's a few things that come into play. One, the duty's still there. I mean, the citizens still have other types of recourse. They could file an injunctive, you know, for injunctive relief to mandate that a stop sign come in.
Imagine going to the courthouse with an injunctive action because the county or the city has just left this intersection without a traffic control device.
Well, counsel, there are some intersections where the manual mandates there be a traffic control device. Under Justice Pfeiffer's scenario, if those are knocked out by a snow plow or any other, even by a prior accident, they have to be replaced. They can't wait for the winter thaw or the spring thaw or anything like that. Those are the mandated devices that the city must maintain. It's just that in this situation, this stop sign was not mandated by the manual, so there was no duty to maintain it.
We're talking about immunity, which is just because you have a duty doesn't mean that it imposes civil liability on you. And because immunity is the norm. A government entity can still have a duty to do something. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to have to expose themselves to civil liability. I mean, there's the political process, there's injunctive relief, citizens could contact the Department of Transportation to have the manual change. There are all of these other options available. But to actually, right now, as it sits, the General Assembly has afforded these municipalities, you know, immunity to limit their financial exposure. And that's what this rule is.
Right now, the manual does not say shall, it says should.
That's correct.
The manual could be changed to say shall, and then we'd have a different situation.
That's correct.
Okay.
So wait, counsel, once the township decides to put it up, You want this court to then say there is no duty to maintain the sign that was put up, that the people with the right-of-way on state routes believe there's a stop sign. They do believe there's a stop sign there because it's been there for 20 years and it's not been maintained. It fell 2 weeks ago. Nobody put it up. And they go through and someone runs through the non-stop sign. You're saying there's no duty there?
No, I'm not saying there's no duty there. I'm saying that this has to do with immunity, not necessarily a duty. And the way the General Assembly put the statute together is it deals expressly with immunity. You can still have a duty. You can have a duty to maintain. You can have a duty to perform. But it doesn't necessarily translate into civil exposure.
There's no liability, is what you're saying. You've got the
there's
duty.
There's no fiscal liability.
Yes. Right.
Thank you.
If I may, in closing, our position is that we want to, the court to affirm.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Counsel, you've used your time. You may take 30 seconds.
Thank you, Your Honor.
The nail has been hit on the head. The problem is the definition of mandated in 2744.01H. That is where the problem lies. The signs have been mandated by the Uniform Traffic Control Manual, and it's very clear in that manual that if it is indicated that a full stop is required, a stop sign shall be used. That's what it says. It says that at section 2B04, both in all of the manuals, including the 2012 manual, it says, when a sign is used that is indicated that a full stop is required, a stop sign shall be used. It's at page 51 and page 38 of the respective manuals.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. We'll take the matter under advisement. You'll be notified of our decision. Marshall, will you call a recess, please?